From Washington, this is VOA News. The U.S. announces sanctions against North Korea. A U.N. official sees a possible end to Ebola in 2015. I'm Vincent Bruce, reporting from Washington. President Barack Obama announced new sanctions on North Korea Friday in the wake of the cyber attack on Sony Pictures Entertainment late last year. The new sanctions take aim at three entities, including North Korea's primary intelligence agency and 10 individuals. The U.S. Treasury Department says all are either agencies or officials of the North Korean government. The U.S. has had sanctions in place against North Korea since the 1950s. Anthony Banbury, the outgoing head of the United Nations mission to combat Ebola, says the worst outbreak of the disease can be ended this year.
I believe we will do it in 2015.
In Accra, Ghana, Banbury delivered his final address as the head of the U.N. mission for Ebola emergency response on Friday.
And we're going to do it by working very closely, not just with the governments of the countries, but the communities.
Banbury discussed significant progress in fighting Ebola since he was appointed in September, but added the crisis is far from over. He stressed that reaching zero Ebola cases is the only acceptable outcome.
We delivered last night a letter to the Office of the Registrar.
The Palestinians have submitted documents to the United Nations to join the International Criminal Court, a move that will enable them to seek war crimes charges against Israel. The Palestinian ambassador to the UN, Riyad Mansour.
This is a very significant step in which we will be going through it to seek justice through a legal option.
Mansour said Palestinians are seeking retroactive action. This is VOA News. Somali authorities say six people were killed and dozens were wounded when al-Shabaab militants attacked a military base on the outskirts of the town of Baidoa. Witnesses say gunmen attacked a checkpoint manned by Somali soldiers Friday. The casualties included combatants from both sides. Indonesian officials say 30 bodies had been retrieved from the area of the crashed Air Asia passenger jet after more than a dozen were recovered Friday, many of them by a U.S. Navy ship. VOA's Ron Corbin has more on the search effort.
Technical teams using metal detectors are scanning the Java Sea at a time when there has been some easing of the challenging weather conditions of recent days. The experts include those from the French company BEA, the manufacturer of the Airbus A300 that went down with 162 passengers and crew on board halfway through a routine flight from the Indonesian city of Surabaya to Singapore. Ron Corbin for VOA News, Bangkok, Thailand.
An Indonesian official warns it could take at least a week before the plane and its crucial cockpit voice and flight data recorders are found in the Java Sea near Borneo Island. The Economics Association of Zambia is working to put together a presidential debate before the January 20th election after a previously scheduled one was canceled. Last week, the EAC canceled its planned two-hour debate after Edgar Lungu, a candidate for the ruling Patriotic Front, reportedly pulled out because of conflicting campaign commitments. Local media suggests that prompted the main opposition leader to also pull out of the debate. Italian authorities have taken control of an abandoned cargo ship carrying hundreds of migrants. Al Pessin has a report.
For the second time in a week, authorities in Italy are rescuing illegal migrants from a ship near its coast. This time, the ship carries about 450 people, believed to be mostly from Syria. On Wednesday, twice as many, also believed to be mostly Syrians, had to be rescued from a ship near another Italian port. In both cases, all the crew members had fled, leaving the ships on autopilot heading toward shore. That forced the Italian Coast Guard to rescue the passengers and bring them into port. Al Pessin, VOA News, London.
In stocks, the Dow and the S&P 500 were down on Friday. The Nasdaq finished up. And China's foreign ministry says it has removed a senior diplomat from his position amid an investigation for an unspecified disciplinary violation. In a one-sentence statement released, the ministry did not offer more details about the removal of Assistant Foreign Minister Zhang Kuncheng. I'm Vincent Bruce, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.